Snapchat. Keep it alive through these lines I write. I keep it live cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flares. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch the scenario, my stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah, just nod your head with it. So explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it. No scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool. Hear my heartbeat beating to the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind. Oh no, it's ponderoso, dope, so no overdose, cause it's dope, yo. Man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd no, we getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock, like I told you. I'm doing this for dreams.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. You're here with LaVon. Happy Friday. It is September 26, 2014. We've made it through another week. Yay! Good job. Took forever. This week took forever. I felt like I was sleeping most of the week, despite my lack of sleep. Because when you miss sleep, your body longs for it. And then the real world, just furthermore, seems like a dream. So happy to be dreaming with you this evening. Because if you're not dreaming, you're doing it wrong. That was the moral of my day. Tonight, we're going to talk about some awesome stuff. It's kind of like an overview of an overview, which I find intriguing because that's how I work. This article is an overview of all the things this person speaks of on their website, Spirit Science. And in a sense, it's kind of an overview of some of the things we talk about too. This particular article is called Astral 101, Breakdown of Everything and Using the Third Eye. And then if we have some time, we'll talk about chakras. I like to mix it up on Friday, as on Mondays and Wednesdays, you guys are getting some pretty valid, awesome, good news that typically sucks energetically when we're speaking about energy. Most of the things going on in the world are ugly. We hear about all the darkness, people hurting each other because they're hurting. So on Fridays, I like to remind people that they're powerful and life doesn't have to be so bleak. It simply is what you make it. And that's really what I try and teach people, is that you can change your world with just thought. That's why tonight we are dreaming. So yeah, thanks for being here with me, guys. Happy Friday. I'm pretty excited because after this grand hour of teaching and reflection, I'm going to head to a local art show and support struggling artists like myself. I paint once in a while. I throw stuff at other stuff and I mix it together and sometimes it looks nice. Most of the time I'm like, ugh, I feel so naked right now. Because essentially it's like something you envision and you're trying to create and make it tangible so that others can share in your experience. And that's a very personal thing, especially when you're painting it. It's like every tiny little pixel, you know, every aspect of the image is created by the motion in your body. I don't know. I'm a sick I find poetry give me. Now, moving on. back to what we were talking about. The breakdown of everything and using the third eye. So some of the topics covered will be dimensions, meditation, higher selves, the inner sanctuary, lucid dreaming, astral projections, using the third eye, entities, and protection in the astral plane. This comes from the author of the series Astral 101, and this is kind of the culmination of all their concepts, and they wanted to share them with some new clarity. A lot of this stuff's floating around the internet. And before I begin, I'd like to bring up one of my other perspectives. So there are two things I'm really trying to share with you here. One, you're amazing. You can do whatever you want. Don't listen to anybody who tells you you can. Two, words. I like words. I play with words. They are so much fun. That's why I create them with you. And more importantly, I'd like to share the notion that essentially every word you've ever heard, especially the ones you're hearing now, are all made up. I make these words up. The names that we give things are just so that we can try and communicate them with someone else so we can have an understanding. But in the same time, it's very subjective. So pay attention not to the words people tell you, but how you feel when they tell them to you, okay? So I'm going to use some words that probably make you uncomfortable tonight. But what am I talking about? And how can somebody else be experiencing the thing that I'm speaking of, but using words other than the ones that are familiar, if that makes any sense? So I'm going to drink some water and we're going to get into this. I drink a lot of water. If you've never listened to me before, I'm going to take breaks. A lot of people like to joke that it's beer tequila, which sometimes it is. But I will gladly share with you what it is that I am enjoying, if such thing occurs. So, H2O, yum, yum, yum. Okay, dimensions. A dimension refers to a specific frequency of vibration in reality. Just like the keys of a piano, the universe is made up of many notes, overtones, and octaves. As the universe is vibration, this would be a practical way to see it. Every octave is considered a dimension. Another perspective is to say that a dimension is a direction of movement, the first being a straight line from left to right, the second being left, right, up, and down, and the third, the dimension we physically exist in, length, width, and depth. I understand this may be confusing, so let's pretend the universe is an onion. If you dissect an onion and look at the layers, this is similar to how dimensions are arranged in the universe. The center part being 1D, the first ring being 2D, and so on. What I mean by this is that the higher dimensions contain the lower, not that they are farther away from the center. Astral 101 has mainly focused on the fourth dimension, or the astral plane, which is hard to describe while on the third dimension, as it is beyond our 3D comprehension. From much research, logical analysis, and experience, many have agreed that the fourth dimension has a direction that pertains to time and possibility, allowing us to perceive a plane of possible moments and experiences without being limited by linear time. Dimensions are stacked on top of each other, and thus contain one another. This means that if someone is on a specific dimensional frequency, one can perceive all dimensions below it as well, pertaining to their position in that dimension. This being said, it is possible to experience third dimension reality from a fourth dimensional perspective. This experience is known as astral projecting, or bringing one's consciousness into the fourth dimension, and alongside experiencing the fourth, experiencing the third dimension below it as well. But how is that possible, you ask? I'm not here to prove it to you, but I have outlined a couple techniques throughout the series. And I'm speaking on Astral 101. You can check that out. The best place to start is something we talk about a lot. Meditation. My favorite hobby, not going to lie. Okay, meditation is the act of lowering the illusionary veil of reality and bringing one's consciousness into a certain state of relaxation. Expanded or contracted awareness or oneness through extended thought, focus, reflection, or contemplation. Many different states can be achieved through meditation, and it is easily the most important thing a person can do on their spiritual journey. There are also many ways to meditate, which include sitting, standing, lying down, walking, eyes opened or closed, altering breathing patterns, silence. Chanting, listening to music, guided, which we have some recorded guided meditations. On the exact days, I can't recall, I apologize, but they do exist. It can be spontaneous. It can be alone or it can be in a group. Any type of location can give a different desired effect depending on the type of meditation and who the person is. Some types of meditation include grounding or connecting with the earth and stabilizing the self, visualization, that's a fun word, imagining a story playing out in your mind to probe some subconscious imagery. Affirmation, which is thoroughly imagining a positive goal being played out to be fulfilled in the future. I have another definition for that. It's like repeating positive things to an extent. Like you want to affirm certain things throughout the day so that you can see them being fulfilled in your mind. So just an elaboration on that one for me. Prayer, which is a word that we use to describe an action, is recognizing, worshiping, or expressing gratitude to one's personal idea of God. That's a good explanation. I like that. Mindfulness meditation, becoming aware of thought, sound, sensation around and within. That's what I do all day, every day. That's my personal practice, along with breathing. Oxygen, which is difficult at times. So that's fun. I personally recommend that. Another form here listed is focus, bringing one's awareness into one thing or state, which kind of goes with the one above it. Movement, focus on one's repetitive movements rather than outside stimulus, like Tai Chi or yoga, other lovely things. Mantra is chanting a certain word or phrase where the sound of the phrase is being focused on. That's an experience. If you can find a mantra that connects with you, I got really deep into the study of sounds and vibrations. Once I realized in my proudly proclaimed scientific state, I realized at a certain point that everything is sound. You know, everything is a vibration, everything is a frequency. And the emergence of my hero Tesla became apparent in my life, and I really started studying his work and understanding what he was trying to teach and how he was misunderstood. And I just found this like profound connection to this vibration that used to exist but is still very prevalent. And I resonate there. And once that awareness became, I got really focused on sounds and the way they affect everything else. And I started studying certain hertz and understanding how they have specific reactions to specific elements. And I really encourage you to look up the work of Masaru Emoto. And his name is spelled M-A-S-A-R-U. And his last name is E-M-O-T-O. And look up the water crystal experiment. I want you to have a visualization of what I'm talking about. And that's just one example, but that's my favorite. Because essentially, that's what we are. In addition, you know, that's one way we can see this vibration. But then you start to realize, and furthermore, prioritize and idealize and place limits and boundaries on what's acceptable based on how it makes you feel. So if you listen to anything I was saying since beginning, vibrations are everything essentially. So you want to be cautious of, like I said, not what people say, but how it makes you feel. Listen to the way they create their energy. It's very important. A lot of times people get so stuck on a word because they're trying to differentiate the definition of the word in comparison to how they're feeling. But I am telling you, disregard words. As much as I love words and how I use them as a tool, next time you're having a conversation with somebody, don't focus on the definition of the words. Just feel, okay? I want you to try that for a little while. The last one is trance, a state of altered consciousness, which sends one's awareness within themselves or elsewhere. Sometimes I go off on tangents. It's quite lovely. Okay. There are an infinite number of ways to meditate, and new ways are being created every day. It's recommended that everyone does 20 minutes of meditation a day, as it is extremely healthy and beneficial for the mind, body, and spirit. The easiest way to begin is to sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and allow thoughts to blissfully leave your mind, not forcing them or stopping them, but allowing them to flow in and through. The best way to do this is to observe your breathing. Do not consciously breathe, but just let your body naturally inhale and exhale, and observe this process. Eventually, the need to breathe will become less and less, and your breath will become shallower. Once you have reached this state of complete awareness, then you can move into one of the meditations shown above. Next topic is higher selves. The higher self is an aspect of you, a higher aspect. It is higher in the sense that it is consciously aware of a reality beyond limitation. The soul, or deepest core aspect of you, is like a library of all your experience, thoughts, and lives. And the higher self is like the librarian. It has access to all the information and perspective consequences of your past life sometimes appear in a form of a past life to show you a perspective that will benefit your growth. But ultimately, it is the same consciousness behind it or you. It is what connects you to God or the source, depending on the word that you like. Many people refer to this as a guide or a guardian angel or whatever. But these things are all separate beings. The higher self will always come from within you. Essentially, it's all the same thing. I could argue that, but let's see here. This person particularly does not believe in reincarnation in a common sense. They believe and have experienced that the soul is like a lotus flower, and that every petal is a different aspect of its personality. Or in other words, every petal is a different person, spirit, or life. Souls are fractals of source. Ooh. Souls are fractals of source. Spirits are fractals of souls. Ooh, that's deep. I think that this particular spirit within me has not lived a life before. But I believe my soul has manifested in the form of another petal of the flower to provide it with a different perspective of the physical plane. The purpose of getting to know your higher self is for inner guidance and for something called integration. It is when you bring past petals or perspectives of the lotus flower together in one lifetime and become a body of vast knowledge, being one with all aspects of yourself. How does one do this? Well, let's first learn to hear the higher self. Meditation is the primary way of learning to do this. Get out a pen and paper. After doing the steps in the above section on meditation, one way to contact the higher self is to simply state in your mind as loud as you can, "I wish to connect to my higher self." Repeat this 3 times. Sit in silence, and if at any point you feel a presence, address it. Ask it any question you can about it. Do not expect words, only thoughts, concepts, ideas, feelings, and emotions. Words will occasionally filter through because your brain will try to translate the messages being received. Write down every question and answer. Eventually, you will sift out the answers from the mind, and with practice, communicating with the higher self will become easy. If it does not, recommended here by this author are articles written by them called Extensions of Self and Inner Sanctuary. And he says, this is just the initial communication method. There are unlimited ways in which you can experience the higher self, but ultimately, meditation is the clearest way. The other main ways include lucid dreaming, astral projection, and native vision quest, as they all provide a visual experience. There have been many who experience their higher self while on a psychedelic trip, but this varies from person to person. Some need to be in a completely sober state of mind. The higher self will provide one with all necessary spiritual knowledge and will always know what's best for you. Trust it, and you will not be disappointed. Inner sanctuary. It is the representative space of the subconscious mind and the conscious mind's explored boundaries of it. It is used for creation and inner exploration as it reflects who we are in entirety. It holographically represents the characteristics and attributes of our spirits into form of landscape, which can have an infinite range of representations. It may appear as a desert, a forest, an ocean, and can change at any time to any of these things depending on the state of the self. The inner sanctuary is, in essence, the personal feminine consciousness manifest, a reactive living environment. It's a great tool for the inner learning, purification, and getting in touch with the higher self. During meditation and sleep, you can enter into the many layers of this landscape. In meditation, we enter into the inner sanctuary when we clear our mind and let our consciousness simply flow and begin to visualize. Most, if not all, visualization meditations are done in the inner sanctuary on some level. If you want to access this level of awareness in its entirety, do not use a guided meditation, but rather just let your mind create your visualization from scratch and flow with it. Going on a journey within your mental landscape is extremely enlightening because it gives you the ability to focus on one static location inside yourself, as well as allows you to choose which path to follow within yourself next. You can also enter into the state with certain intentions or inquiries beforehand that will affect the experience, such as communicating with the higher self. Any of these intentions or inquiries is possible to experience. Simply speak it while in the inner sanctuary and allow your consciousness to create the experience or path before you. Accessing the inner sanctuary while asleep is done almost every night in dreams, but only by the process of lucid dreaming can we truly explore and understand it. Let's move into that now. One of my favorite topics. Lucid dreaming is the act of becoming consciously aware that you are dreaming within a dream. Everyone can do this, and probably has at some point in their early childhood. To some, it comes naturally. To others, it requires a bit of work. But it is probably one of the most exhilarating experiences of life. One can literally do everything possible within a lucid dream. Fly, change environments and scenery, transform into every possible thing, you name it. All that is required is focus, curiosity, and imagination. The dreamscape is also essentially the inner sanctuary, and one has access to every type of experience through a connection to the collective subconscious mind. Most of this is accessed within the dream realm by simply intending, focusing, willing, and speaking it out loud. Wondering how to become a lucid in a dream? Here are some ways you can start. First, acquire a dream journal and suggest to yourself three times to remember your dreams every night. If you have a dream, get up and write it in your dream journal, even if you're too tired. This increases dream recall. Second, when you start to remember the majority of your dreams, use the same suggestion method every night, but say, I will have a lucid dream tonight, or I am a lucid dreamer. Maybe even throw, if I look at my hands mid-dream, I will know I'm dreaming suggestion. It's probably the most powerful tool when it comes to the subconscious mind, because it will usually respond in some form. Third, if you haven't already become lucid in a dream, at least briefly, then begin to perform what are called reality checks. There are actions that confirm whether you in reality or a dream and keep you paying attention to your surroundings. Some reality checks include covering your nose and mouth to see if you can still breathe, writing A on your hand in real life, jumping to see if you fly or float, trying to read a sentence on a page twice. It will usually change in a dream. And putting two fingers up to your palm and trying to push them through. Performing reality checks regularly will eventually habitualize them, and you will soon be doing them in your dreams. An important thing to do is constantly question whether you are dreaming or not. It sounds paranoid, but realistically, how do you know? No joke, for months. At the same time every day, I'd ask myself, am I awake? Or am I asleep? And eventually it happened to where I was asleep. And then I was asking myself, am I awake? or am I asleep? And I realized that I was asleep. And I went on the most amazing, crazy, but not really, adventure. And my most favorite part that I cannot erase from my mind's eye is I was on this beach that exists in Big Sur. And I broke a few laws to get on this beach. And I trekked like a good while, but it was worth it. It was just the most perfect beach with ideally sized sand. So like small enough that it exfoliates in a feel-good manner, but not large enough that it adheres to your skin. Like it falls off in just the right way and you don't feel like your pores are clogged. Instead, it's the opposite. You feel like every part of you is breathing and you're just like, ah, you're so happy to be there because it feels fresh and the air is fresh and the air is cool. So every part of your being is just open. So it was that type of beach. I was there and there was a waterfall to the right and I could see redwoods because I'm on the coast of California and it's just amazing. And I, after glancing behind me and realizing where I was, I just started sprinting as fast as I could towards the water. Just run, 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 run. And then right before my toes hit, I just jumped and I sprung into the air and I took off like a rocket and I flew around and it felt amazing. So that was the first time that happened. Reality checks are no joke. I super recommend that. You will, according to this guy, have a lucid dream by combining all of these actions. A whole world of self-inquiry. Inquiry. Sometimes I can't say words. Inquiry awaits you. Ask any question to a dream figure about yourself, or simply yell out to the dream to show you something. Once becoming lucid, the most important thing is to not get too excited or emotional. Doing so will result in the dream collapsing and you waking up. Keep calm and dream on, they say. That's funny. This is interesting. Astral projection. Have you heard about it? So, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. This means the core of who we are is not human, but rather spirit. Or awareness. This spiritual aspect of us can leave our physical vehicle and explore in higher frequencies. Astral projection is the experience of leaving one's body and exploring the world, the astral plane or the fourth dimension, and higher dimensions in a ghostly state. This is very similar to lucid dreaming. But the main difference is that astral projection explores the external world, whereas lucid dreaming explores the internal. These are essentially the same environments, just on different frequencies. There are two forms of astral projection: unconscious OBEs or conscious bilocation, referred to as in the series as astral extension, or unconscious out-of-body experience. OBE means out-of-body experience, by the way. Happen when your physical body is, you guessed it, unconscious. This means either in a state of sleep, anesthesia, or sleep paralysis. These methods are usually harder to accomplish and take time to learn, and they are briefly touched on throughout the Astral 101 series. The other method known as astral extension is simply extending our spirits outside of our bodies in a meditative state while still conscious. This is usually only fully possible when contact is made with the higher self, because the higher self is a spirit aspect of who we are. Some can achieve it without self-recognition, but will only achieve a remote viewing sort state rather than being able to communicate with anything or affect the environment. The majority of Astral 101 is based on practicing this method, as it yields similar results to the unconscious method, but is remarkably simpler. Since they both require a lot of explanation and preparation, I won't be able to provide a brief how-to in this article. If you are not satisfied with my current methods and explanations, do not worry. More writing and media is coming, according to this writer, creator. So the next topic. Using the third eye, it is quite apparent that we are not alone in this universe. When astral traveling, this becomes not just a speculation and more of an experience. Many entities exist on higher frequencies and dimensions that we cannot see with our physical eyes. The reason we do not see them is because they are not within our visual spectrum. For example, we can only hear a certain spectrum of frequency. Otherwise, it becomes too low or high of a sound for our ears to pick up. Likewise, within our three-dimensional eyes, we can only see within three-dimensional spectrum of color. While astral projecting or meditating, we rely on a sense that is not attached to a specific dimension. So we can freely move between spectrums or dimensions and experience the beings and energies that lie therein. This sense is called the third eye. This entails all trans-dimensional senses, not just sight. A lot of people have different ways of using their third eye. Some are visual, some are tactile, some are auditory, or even olfactory, which means to smell. It is all considered the third eye sense because one thing usually connects them all in terms of stimulus and color. Since we only remember the experiences of this lifetime, our etheric sense translates these higher frequencies into a concept that we can understand. For example, if our astral body experiences a fourth dimensional frequency on an entity equivalent to the color blue, it will send the image of a third dimensional blue to our minds. Now, these colors aren't just aesthetic, but have energetic value. Every color of the spectrum is a frequency that correlates to a consciousness, as they do with chakras. The seven basic colors are red, which is relation to survival, grounding, stability. Orange, sexuality, intimacy, connection. Yellow, individuality, control, or will. Green, which is love, creativity, compassion. Blue, expression, communication, and movement. Indigo, knowledge, intuition, truth. Violet, connection to purpose, soul, our higher self connection. White/pink, pure light, high frequency, unconditional love. Black, void, vacuum, unmoving, absorbing. See, I think differently about black. I have black hair. Like, black is the night sky, black hair. And I like to lay in the sun. And I like to lay my hair across my eyes because it's so long I can do that. And when I open my eyes, even just slightly, I see every color within it. And to me, black is everything. Isn't that what happens when you're painting? I'm a painter. I know this. I mix all my colors. They turn black. Black is every color. So I don't like this idea of black being a void. Opposite. Black is everything. What if a void is everything? Words. Anyways, gray, blocked, unhealthy, or unresponsive. And they continue to say, in every instance that these colors are experienced within the third eye, the their natures are also probably witnessed. If you see an entity, which is, you know, a word, that's a dark rag red, you can assume it's in a state of survival. The same goes for everything else. Now, using the third eye is key to everything I've taught thus far. Do not be intimidated. It is only as hard as you make it. The third eye is directly connected to the forehead, or more importantly, the mind. Simply close your eyes and focus your attention on your forehead. It's okay if your eyes flutter. This happens with everyone. Breathe in and out at a constant interval. At some point, you will begin to see the colors in tunnels. Some say this is neutral discharge, but this is debatable. Direct your breathing almost as if your breath is going into your forehead. You will begin to feel pressure on your forehead. When it becomes too uncomfortable, cease this practice and come back to it later. This is a good daily practice for exercising the third eye. After you've done this for a minute, getting ahead of myself here. After you've done this for a minimum of 3 days, you will be able to use this third eye at any time, but in your own way. That's interesting. We should do that. Keep in mind that people have different ways of using the sense. Oh, hello. Somebody is calling us. Just a moment, guys, while I add them. Greetings. How are you? Hello. Hello, hello. I don't hear them, unfortunately. Sorry, guys. I got disconnected. Sorry, guys. I not only missed our caller, please call me back. I'll do a better job this time. But I kicked off our show here. Where were we? We were talking about the third eye. Mine's itching as we speak. Oh, yay, they're calling back. Okay, answering this call will put your active call on hold or add to group call. Add to group call. Hello, hello. Hi, are you there?
Hi. I just called. My phone might drop the color or something. I'm sorry.
Man, that was horrible. I it's okay. You're back. You sound like my friend Jesse.
Hi.
Anyways, what's your name? I'm LaVon.
Yeah, I'm Jess. You know me. I know you.
Oh, weird. Okay. Sorry. I have this weird thing. I just recognize people's voice. I'm a creeper, I know. How are you, Jen?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to comment because you're talking about colors. And you made me remember when I was about like 5 or so, I was used to think of the weekdays as colors. Like I didn't know them as like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or whatever. It was like blue and whatever else. And I just remember distinctly that Saturday was green. And Sunday was red.
And, like, did anybody teach that to you, or that's just, like, your feelings about them?
That was just how, like, I thought about it. Like, everybody was like, oh, yeah, so Tuesday or whatever this, and I was like, what? And then I'd have to be like, is that the blue day or whatever day? And it was weird, and I always thought that was weird because I was like, why do I do that? But then I kind of understood why, I guess, but yeah. So you just made me remember that.
Did you know that there's a specific gene that is being researched? There's actually a center here in San Diego that studies this type of sensory reactions to the world. Interestingly, a lot of people born in San Diego kind of perceive the world in this manner. Like, for example, five tastes blue. You know what I mean? Like, there's no differentiation between experiences. And, you know, people, all these scientists make up all these words to describe it. But what, in your humanness, in the best way that you can, why do you think the boundaries within your body are kind of blurred? In regards to sensing, you know, like why specifically from your perspective?
Not sure, probably because it's like a mix of being aware of other people's like energies and the, like everything gets mixed and I don't work too well at differentiating other people's like energies and, you know, yeah, sort of stuff for my own, so everything becomes blurred.
No,
that makes sense?
No, it totally makes sense. Like, for example, I hope you don't mind me sharing this. You're a photographer. You capture moments. You literally see the world differently than everybody else. That's what you do.
I just said I do.
No, think about it. Like, that's what you do, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, and it's weird because, like, now that you bring it up is, like, whenever I sit down and I look through, like, pictures or something, you know, I find myself, like, I don't know, going deep in the pictures, if that makes sense, like, rather than just, like, oh, you know, cool pictures, like, I try to, like, envision or go back to whatever, like, the person on the photograph I'm looking at was, like, feeling, like, their emotions and, mm-hmm. like, why that may have been. So I don't know, I do that a lot.
Like, for me, that's something, like, I perceive things as male or female energy. Like, when I look at somebody, anybody, I see the male part of them and I see the female part of them. Like, I don't look at someone and I don't say, oh, that's a man, or oh, that's a woman. Everybody's a both to me. And I'm, and yeah. There's different degrees of each within, in which he, la, la, la. I'm getting all excited. There's different degrees of man and woman in each person.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, my best friend, she's a man woman, mm-hmm. and I'm a man woman, but I'm more woman than she is woman. She's slightly more man than I am.
I guess, like, we all have characteristics, right?
What's
like,
that?
Like, as a female and male characteristics, but we all have them.
Just, well, essentially, like, we do, all of us. Like,
yeah.
We choose to either remain a woman or grow one and become a man. Like, essentially, like, the penis is just an unsophisticated version of the clitoris. Like, we all know that it's better when you, like, hide it and, like, concentrate its feelings. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just, you know, but That's the weird way in which I observe the world around me. And I thank you for sharing. It's not easy to share.
I felt really inclined to share that with you right now because that just, like, I was like, oh, yeah. And I'd never been able to share that with anybody with them, like, understanding. Oh. And not just looking at me weird, you know?
I hear. I'm, so glad, I'm glad we're sharing a vibration, lady.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, yeah, you know what? You're, like, right on about that. So, yeah. Anyways, I better get going.
No problem. Really quick before you go, I just want to tell you that you should look up something called the synesthesia gene. Why do people hear colors and taste words? It's a specific gene that only 2 to 4% of the population has. And interestingly enough, a lot of them are born in San Diego. So go San Diego. You rock. Jess, you rock. Thanks for being an awesome human on this astral plane. We're going to keep talking about the third eye. You have a beautiful night, lady.
All right. Thank you, too.
Okay, I don't want to kick off the show again. I don't want to kick everyone off, so you just hang up, okay?
Oh, is that?
I don't want to push this cancel button because I'm not quite sure what'll occur. So you just hang up whenever you're ready, okay?
Okay, all right. All
Bye,
right,
Tanya.
have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Is she gonna do it? I'm such a creeper. Did you realize that was weird? My poor friend, she called in and I hear one note of her voice and I'm like, huh, you sound like my friend Jess. I haven't seen her in like months, but yeah, that's how I'm a creeper. I remember people's smells and tones of voice and man-womanness. Anyways. So we were talking about how colors have feelings. And then we got into a little bit about third eye exercises. The next topic is something that's probably going to make you uncomfortable, okay? Entities. Because there are so many entities one can experience, I'm going to create a very simplified version of this segment. In a pragmatic sense, there are three types of energetic beings: positive, neutral, or negative. I can agree. We won't go into the names that he gives all of these things. There are also two states of consciousness that the ascendee or the neutral beings fluctuate between in order to grow or fall in frequency. Unity consciousness, he says, is the state of believing everything is one whole and that everything and that every other entity is just a mirror of the eternal self. It embraces the collective mind, infinity potentiality. Ooh, I like these words. Intuition, unconditional love, and simple awareness. Dual consciousness is the state of believing that everything is separate and that all things are divisible into parts. It embraces the individual, the finite existence, efficiency, complexity, definition, empirical evidence, intensity, and contrast. Either of these two states of consciousness are equally valid, but what has been apparent is that when collectives enter too far in duality, they will destroy themselves. On the other hand, beings who enter too far into unity is they cease to have free will. Ooh la la! That's a good. Okay, I'm gonna read that again for various reasons. Beings who enter too far into unity is that they cease to have free will. Boom shakalaka, write that down. That's important. Okay. Duality in sorts of the rose with the thorns of consciousness. All negative entities are created out of duality, but this does not mean it's bad. Simply an interesting and new experience for the consciousness. It is the delicate balance between unity and duality that the ascending beings should strive for, as this fosters the most objective understanding. Protection in the astral plane. So we've been talking about journeys, like in other dimensions, using the power of your mind, if you aren't aware. And there are many variables. Things that can occur while doing said things. Travelers must arm and protect themselves with knowledge and skill. Okay, I'm gonna stop right there and say, rule number one, don't be afraid, because the original thing I said is you're amazing. You can do whatever you want, and you don't let anybody tell you you can't. Okay? And now we'll resume. This series presents multiple techniques to reinforce the energetic field so that no harm can come to these curious explorers. But I will prevent a few basics here. Grounding, or to anchor one's being in a core, the core representing a moral, metaphysical, or physical home in which a being can count on as a foundation for energy. A grounding point is usually the plane one inhabits, but can range to one's reason to exit as a particular objective. Blah, 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 blah. Close your eyes and visualize your grounding point in your mind. Suggestions of being a tree with roots is nice. I pretty much do that. I imagine plugging my spine into the earth. That feels good. You should do that. Shielding, you just create a shield, imagine a color around you. You want to, this is interesting, a glowing ball of light is at the center of your chest. Instill emotion, very high vibration into this ball, such as love or giving protection or happiness. As feels with emotion, condense it into a very dense point, pulling it all with your might, then release it and project it into your body and allowing it to fill the air within you. So you can get as fancy as you want with your shielding and protecting. I don't know. You can look up more about this stuff. We had some interesting conversations tonight, and I wanted to remind you again about the power of words. And I wish you would adapt just for a moment the perspective that I suggested earlier, which was disregard words. Yes, I said it. I know that's weird. Don't listen to the words. Listen to how they are created. How are they pronounced? What is the manner in which they flow from somebody? How does it make you feel? Pretend they're singing you a song when they're speaking to you. Does it make you want to dance, or does it make you want to throw things? Just feel. I'm inviting you to feel, not to listen with your ears, but with your whole entire being. I hope that tonight you had a little change in perspective. We talked about dimensions. We compared the different dimensions to the layers of an onion, how they're all essentially the same thing, just different levels of said thing. We talked about meditation, something I love to speak on and teach. Coming connected to the self is beautiful. Higher selves, you were in there. Inner sanctuary, there's a happy place in everyone. Lucid dreaming, you can do whatever you want, whatever you want, however you want. We talked about the third eye and how to activate it. It's essentially like the aspect of you that connects to all these other things. It's like the core of the onion, man, if you want to get deep with it. We talked a little bit about entities, which are other things that can exist. Because, hey, as awesome as you are not the only thing that is awesome and to ever exist. We talked a little bit about protection. And this is a very subjective thing. And I think this is born of fear. I personally don't partake in any of this type of thing. Not in the manner in which others do. It's a personal thing. I'm not deterring it. I don't believe in fear in this regard. You know, fear is definitely present in my life. But I feel like if I have the need to protect myself, it's obviously because I'm afraid of something. Therefore, I am creating fear. It's opposite. So live in love, guys. Have a great week. And we'll catch you on Monday. Same station, same time. Be well.
Let them know, through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.